The plant in northeast Missouri is one of 27 that Poet owns nationwide and was the first ethanol facility to be opened in the state in 2000. The company says it can't find affordable corn because of stiff competition from other ethanol plants, livestock producers, feed mills, and elevators on the Mississippi River buying grain for export. The Macon plant needs a couple million bushels of corn to stay running, according to General Manager Steve Burnett.
I can hold 2.4 million bushels here in our grain bins here on site, and they're almost empty now.
Burnett says Iowa is the closest place to buy more corn, but the grain and transportation costs would be prohibitive.
It's very tough times for this industry when big oil pretty well controls pricing that we're able to get for ethanol, because they're both our customer and our competitor.
Burnett says he doesn't know when the plant will resume operations, but its 44 full-time staff members will be kept on to make improvements to the facility. There are five other ethanol plants in Missouri. A Malta Bend plant owned by Mid-Missouri Energy also idled for 6 weeks in October because of a lack of corn and high corn prices. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.